Hello, I'm on the air. This is Kathy Cook, Bright Lights Pathfinders. Tonight is open mic. Anyone that wants to give a call in and get maybe a personality to do or a little intuitional input into yourself, which actually you are reading yourself, not me, but the words that you give to me and the adjectives. So with that, I'm just going to be talking. And the calling numbers are on the main page. You can just look right there at station one of bbsradio.com. I want to know what each person focuses on. Think about it just for a second. What do you focus on, and what is actually on your main heart and mind center all the time? Is it something that you want to solve? Something that you want to do? Is it an idea? Is it something you need to put into action? For whatever we focus on is our intention. And if we give it affirmations, then with that, it will become into evolving. So if we continuously have something on our mind that's something that we are dwelling on, that's not quite a good thing, because dwelling, it takes over a person. But if we center it with our heart and with our thoughts letting it freely float, then we'll be able to stop the consumption that overcomes us and reforms us out into a crisis. So with that given, I want you to look at your experience, which is a true power. I want you to focus on your energy. How is your energy level? Where is your peak of the level during the day? And what is it precisely that you do? Do you have a schedule? Of course, the people that work, you know, have to have a schedule. But what feeds yourself? That's what I want to get at tonight. As you know, I don't plan for my shows. I don't look at what I'm going to say or write it down or anything. It just comes to my heart, and whatever's on my heart is what I speak. So with that given, I want you to think of the cycle of the harmony within yourself. What's complete and natural within yourself? Let's look at that for a minute. Just take a time out and just reflect. Well, do you have a lot of clutter in your life? Do you have a lot of clutter in your house and in your home? If you do, maybe you need to think about, I know it's a lot of work, but and letting go of certain things that are very important to you, but are they really that important? The reason I'm asking that is because I've moved back into my old new house, and all of my things were taken, but a lot of them were cleaned and brought back to me, but they're still sitting out in the garage after a week. I didn't miss them for a year, so do I really need them? Is there somebody else that needs them more than me? You know, think about the little things to simplify your life. Now, last week I gave a deep root reading to a woman that was very, 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 very in-depth. And if you would like to give a call in, it takes about an hour. So whoever calls in first is going to get that intuitive consultation at 877-876-5227. So, the east wind, we have to think of the winds for a second. What is blowing your way? What winds are blowing your way? The human thought, the peace and harmony and balance, the purity of your actions in accordance to your heart. The peace that's in your mind and in your heart. The nature to balance and stabilize yourself. Stopping a moment and just meditating. Not just really listening to like my show or to other people's shows or whatever. But when people talk to you and you actively listen by taking the cotton out of your mouth and out of your ears and placing it in your mouth. And just actively listening. Each person in this life everything that's in this earth has a message to a person. We can apply it any way we want because inside of ourselves, we are in control. No one else is in control. Now, I think of ourselves sometimes as a remote control. That's like the wind, you know? Who holds your remote control to your body, mind, spirit, and soul and life? Because it's easy for me to say, I've been married for 22 years. I have 3 children. I have a lot of friends in my life. I have a lot of family members. But it took me a long, long time to get to where I wasn't being controlled by what other people's actions and feelings were saying to me. And I could just say, yes, I hear you, and I take that into consideration, you know, and stop the conflicting or the controlling mechanisms in life. What is the happiness that you get by giving out to other people in a positive manner instead of a controlling manner to get something back for yourself? You know, it's sometimes like if a person has something on their minds that they want another person, like their spouse or a friend, to do, and we're not speaking it out in the proper communication, then how will they ever know that that's our needs and our wants and our desires from them? I bring this up because it seems to me that there's a lot of chaos going on out there, everywhere. I've stayed away from the internet for about 2 weeks now and just been really into myself of nature and my move and just stopping and reflecting back on things. Now, when I reflect back on things, it's simpler than what I made it to be because I'm the one that made things so hard. If I look at, say, I'm an artist, right, and I start a drawing, and it becomes one thing, and as I continue building on it, it becomes something else and something else and something else. What I'm getting at is the clutter that's in people's lives. It tends to mulk people down, and that reflects outside of us onto other people. Now, we need to get more peace in this world. We need to get more harmony in this world. And by that, grounding ourselves and balancing ourselves causes us to be able to feel more secure within ourselves, to be able to, our actions, gain reactions from other people, places, and things. One thing that's brought to my mind is cleansing of oneself, the water. The relationship of water. That's the relationship with all people and all things. If you are in the bathroom, what do? You are cleansing of yourself, right? If you're drinking water, you're replenishing your body to cleanse yourself, right? Water also washes off the skins. And you think of yourself, of all the many different layers of skins that we have that keep continuously shedding. Is that not like the snake? Is that not like the reptiles? Or, you know, shedding of one's skin, renewing yourself, getting the clutter out of the way. If we do that, then we have more time to focus in on ourselves instead of what all we have to do and what all has to be done. And everybody being in such a darn hurry. Why is everybody in such a hurry? I want to ask you. The water comes to you in your mind and your thoughts. It's connecting with you for a reason. It's the resource of a relationship of something. Now, the relationships of people, not just people, but the animals, the birds, just every kind of, every little creature, great and small, is talking to us. It's just like a friend of mine, John DeBoer, said, when he plays his flute music, He heard it from the birds. The birds played the song first. And that melody comes into his flute through the nature. I just am really concerned about everybody just stopping a minute and relaxing and leaning back and just taking a moment with themselves. Let's do a little meditation. Let's take a couple of breaths in through our abdomen, through our nose, pull them out through your mouth. Do that a couple of times. Just stop and take a deep breath. Blow it out. Into your thoughts. Feel your feet relaxing. Feel your ankles relaxing. Pulling up your body and let each part of your body and limbs just relax. Tell your shoulders to let go and just let them fall. Once they've fallen, tell your shoulders to relax and fall again. Keep telling yourself to relax because you can feel yourself holding yourself up. It's like natural. If you think about all the weight we have on our shoulders, of all the things that we have to do, all the people that you feel that you have to please, all the places you have to go, everybody in a hurry, everybody feeling like everybody has something that other people need or want. But what is it that you want to give to yourself? What is it that you want to give to yourself? Isn't it peace and harmony? And if we have something, some wisdom to give out, it's up to us, and it's like a code of honor to give out what we freely have learned from ourselves to others. Because if we don't share it, how is it going to keep continuing on from the generations to come? It's like the Native Americans, you know, passing things down with storytelling and their ways of life and stuff. Because things are dying out. Things that are simple, the wisdom and the knowledge that we have that makes things peaceful and that makes things simplified, of the knowing that's in our heart, that mystery that we're always trying to solve. Everyone is listening into their hearts right now. Ask yourself, what makes me happy? What makes me content? Most people will say sleeping. Well, when we're sleeping and resting, are we not dreaming? Then you say, well, I don't remember my dream. But we do remember our dream because we act them out certain different ways during the day. Now, one thing I like to do is I like to, when I've got something on my heart or mind that I need solved, if I meditate on that last thing at night before I go to sleep, right when I wake up, there's the answer to that situation. Always do this to yourself as well. Stand up in the center of a room and move around a little bit. Do isometrics, you know, like you're pushing and pulling. And then move your body around, get the energy flowing. Because if we sit still or we're not thinking with our hearts for a second in the meditations that we need during the day to grow and nurture ourselves and energize ourselves, what are we feeding off of? Are we feeding off of other people and other things? What kind of feeding are we getting? It's kind of like the food for our spirit, you know, just like the food that fuels our body, what we put in it and what we bring. Whatever we're thinking is the fuel and the energies for our spirit. And when the spirit is needing quenching, I call on the Holy Spirit. when the Holy Spirit comes into me, I feel the comforter. I feel comforting. I feel rested. I feel at ease. I feel, if I let go, then I know all things are possible and that I don't have to worry about it because it'll just naturally fall into place. Have y'all heard of the Chinese handcuffs where you stick your fingers in and you pull and you pull and you pull and you can't get your fingers out? That's kind of like what happens when you tug and pull on situations in your life trying to make them work, when all you have to do is let go. If you just naturally let go, it'll all fall into place. It's like doing the dead man's float. You know? If you're out in the ocean or if you're out in some water and there's a long swim ahead of you, if you do the dead man's float, no matter what, relaxing in the water, just letting go, your head stays afloat and your body totally relaxes. This is survival. The more we tug and pull on things, the more we try to get things to work the way we want them to, the harder it twists up. You can take a chain, a necklace, or a knot in your shoe. The more you tug and pull on it to try to get it loose, the harder and tighter it is. But if you just let go and just loosely pull on it, doesn't it just come apart for you? Now I'm going to light my candle, because I always do for the show. And I'm lighting one candle, which I want you to light a candle and light a candle to each person so that the light never, never, ever goes out. So here's lighting my candle. What color of candle did you light? In your mind, you don't have to light it per se, actually physically. Just light a candle in your heart and in your mind. That fire, that light, turn it on brighter and brighter and brighter. Stare at the light. Close your eyes a moment. Everyone close their eyes a moment. Just look into the third eye, up into your forehead, and look at the candle flickering in your mind. Just stay real calm and just focus on the light. Focus on the light. Smoother and easier, and life will fall into place much quicker and better if you focus on just simplifying and letting go. And when I need to let go of something, I focus on the light. Now, if you think of this, with the sun and with the fire, with the light, it has to be respected, right? Because if it's not respected, it can burn you. It can do the opposite. It can burn you up. But if you respect it, like a bright light in the sunshine, it gives you vitamins, it nurtures you, gives you light, gives you warmth, it helps you to see. Now, if you disrespect the light, it could burn you. It could burn things up. It could damage you. It could even kill you. Why is that? What causes people to be so strong with their energies towards other people, places, and things? Because everybody's light is who they are. Their personality is who they are. How bright, how strong, and how bold is your light? Isn't it something how natural a candle can burn a light so perfectly with its flame? And it's just enough. It's just enough. That's balance. In order to balance ourselves, we have to center ourselves. And in order to center ourselves, we have to simplify ourselves. And in order to simplify ourselves, we have to let go of certain things that aren't working for us anymore. We have to let go of things that don't matter to us anymore. That if you haven't seen things materialistic-wise in your house, let's say if you haven't messed with it for the past 6 months, or if you haven't worn it, then it's not needed. Why not give it to somebody that's needed, that's a needy country or family or, you know, letting it go and just giving it to someone. I want you to look to your left for a second. Turn all the way to your left. What do you see? I turn to the left. I see a yellow wall with a light switch. But the light switch is off. What does that represent to me? Well, the yellow represents happiness and brightness and just enough light for me inside of myself to always know it represents like the sun or the flame and the candle. But the light switch is off. Why? Because I feel very centered and very calm and very easy. That's what that represents to me. I want you to also know that you've got tools that you can lead yourself by. You can open up a book to any page. Think something. Think something in your thoughts. What is it that you need? Go and get a book. Any book. I'll wait a second. To ask yourself a question. Open up the book and point. What word did you get? Open up and point to another. What word did you get? Continue doing that and building the words until it makes a sentence. The connection gives you the answer of what you're searching for inside. It releases some kind of powerful force that the energy within yourself is allowing yourself to find what it is that you have to question, seeking the understanding to. I'm going to just say, it's cleansing to know that you can not have to depend on other people to tell you what your mission is, what your accomplishments are. Who are you doing things for? Who are you trying to prove it to? Or what is the reason that you're out there doing the do every day? Or that you do anything? Is it to show someone, to look at you, to be admired, to be feeling good about yourself? Or is it something that you want to accomplish, be able to give out, in other words, to share because it's something that you so feel that other people should know and have and feel as well? I used to always feel like I had to prove myself to my family, to my father especially. I look at that now, and as we grew, and it was right before he passed away, it took that long for me to realize that all the accomplishments of me trying to prove myself to him, I was actually trying to prove things to myself, to like myself in his eyes. Because looking back and looking at the now, his words stayed so strong in my heart because the wisdom that the person had was older than me. He said he's been there before. And listen to him because he understands and knows he's already made those mistakes and didn't want me to make those mistakes myself. I was raised very strong, very hard, very disciplined. The thing is, the time as a child I didn't understand. But now I'm grateful for every bit and every piece and every journey that I've walked in my life and my past up to my present. A lot of people want to forget their past. A lot of people want to forget what they've learned in their past or hurtful things. But those things are lessons. They're lessons that have taught us along the way. It's what's built us and made us our character, made us stronger. But if I tend to forget them and put them behind me, even the hurtful ones, what if I don't? I've killed that moment in my time and act as if it wasn't there or it didn't exist. but didn't I earn that? Didn't I earn every part of each moment that I've lived in my life? If I acknowledge it and I allow that thought that needs to come forth, that something I need to do or something I need to clean up or clean out or work on, if I acknowledge that thought, then that thought's not going to sit there and dwell on me all the time. Because remember at the beginning of the show, I brought up dwelling. And the dwelling, what dwells in you? I want the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of love to dwell in me. If I keep that in mind, and I don't dwell on other situations and other people, places, and things, then my space in my head is cleaner. I'm better to myself. I'm truer to myself, and I'm truer to other people. The power that releases from that situation is magnificent. It's clean and pure. It's a connection inside of myself that's so charged with perfect harmony that it complements me inside as well as complimenting people of myself on the outside of me in the purity. Now, I appreciate myself and everything that I've learned and everything that I've done and lived through. I don't have to relive the pain. I don't have to relive. That pain has already been there. So, no pain, no gain. It's just like, you know, I've talked to you guys before about the putting weights on your body. If you put those weights on your body, those thoughts, those people, that's just like the strong man that needs to work out and get his muscles strengthened and stronger, and the repetitions that you do in your body to make the muscles stronger. Well, you have to be careful with how much you put on yourself, because people are so hard on themselves that they allow others to place the chips on their shoulders. And that to me is a karma vehicle of karma, carrying around other people's stuff and trying to please, be a people pleaser, or look at me, or see what I've done. If you just go into something that makes you happy, a hobby, even if it's just doodling, even if it's just looking at a stone, because I collect stones. I love to get stones from other people because I see things inside of the stone people. They're the oldest thing that's been on this earth. And they can just, the energy that's in a stone can just magnify. I know a lot of people go, stones are just like dead things, but they're really not. The energy from the earth and anything that's come across it is inside of that stone. And it has little lines in it. And you can look at the stones and you can read them. You can see the different images inside of them. And they're the stone people. Now, it's just like with the trees. We're like a tree. We plant our roots deep, and our branches grow, and our family is just like the pollination of the trees falling off and going different places, you know. But your family always stays around you just like the tree, unless the animal creature or someone carries it off, like even in a marriage, and carries it to another destination and, you know, this earth. You know, that reminds me of something. A lot of people try to change geographical areas in their life so that they can get away from their life. You can't ever run from what you're to face, because it's like, I know that I'm here to conquer fear, which I believe I've already conquered. Purge is fear that said its prayer. But what is the destination? What's driving you? What I'm getting at in this whole hour? What's your niche? What's your calling? What can you give to yourself so greatly that you can so freely give out to others? And that they'll want it. And that they'll cherish it. We have to cherish and want ourselves in order for other people to cherish and want us. We can't always make other people feel the same feelings that we have for things. It's just like with looking at a movie and you share that movie with someone. I maybe get the feelings and excitement in certain places in that movie to where another person gets excitement and pleasures in another part of a movie. We all are wired differently. There's no other human being wired like us. And if we quit trying to push our feelings, actions, and desires onto other people and push them onto ourselves, then it will project out to other people. It will project out naturally and it will flow from them. If I accept what I like in myself, what I'm doing, what I'm productive at, what I am creating in the art world, because everyone creates art, whether it's the words you speak, whether it's the actions you take, whether it's using a medium to make a piece of art, whether it's taking a picture, composing music, whatever. We're all artists and we're all creating. And how we cherish those creations is how it's going to affect other people. How I feel about myself and how I feel content within myself, then that's going to project out of me each and every day. Ask yourself, in your house, in your body, in your mind, in your spirit, in your soul, right now, just stop a minute. What is your blessing? What are you grateful for? What's your gratitude? Is it your breath, being able to breathe? Is it to have a roof over your head? Is it to have a job? Is it to have a friend? Is it to have someone that actively listens to you? Is it someone that talks back to you and with you and not at you? All these things are mindful things of consumption, and they're useful. Where is it coming from? Where is your sources coming from? What do you pray to? Who do you pray to? Who do you talk to in your silence of yourself? Because prayer is talking to God, the mystery, whatever you want to call it, the mystery out there. As meditation is actively listening, keeping your mind quiet, quietening your mind, and just listening to the quietness. And then what comes to the mind and in the heart will take you into the greatest place of yourself that you have ever wanted to be. Yesterday I meditated for 4 hours. Without falling asleep, I used remote viewing. I went on journeys within myself. I learned from all types of things. But I really meditated. I mean, just sat quietly and just stopped my mind by saying light, light, light. And I adjusted my third eye, which is my rear view mirror in my forehead, and I allowed the light to just flicker in there and show me images. And as the images came to me, then it told me a story. But it wasn't like a story that I can put into words, because the words were far beyond my comprehension. But I understood to put into regular words, but I understood them in my terms and in my meaning and in the way that God needed me to understand them. It took me enough time to realize that I needed to replenish myself and give myself a break. and understand that things just don't matter. It just doesn't matter. The thing that matters is the love. And if I'm joyful and I'm trusting, and a person, place, or thing gives me that honor to trust them because they're truthful, then the joy and the happiness comes back within me, as well as projecting out. Gives me that peace and that calmness and that balance and that stabilizing self. And the self-esteem. Self-esteem that I need to be who I am. You know, people can judge a person from the outside, like, ooh, that person's got yellow teeth. Or, you know, why aren't their teeth so brown? Or, you know, why is their skin like that? Or, God, look at that person's hair. What big of a deal is it to you to be looking at that person in that manner instead of looking at that spirit of that person? Because it doesn't matter. You may be that person threw that away because of medication they're on. Or their hair is that away because it's a gene that they inherited. What I'm trying to say here is, try not to focus on the objects and on the obvious. What you can actually touch, feel, see, and, you know, it's the spirit of things that's the beauty. And our spirit is what projects out to other people. But just our energies of walking in a room, or just our feelings of contentment within ourselves. Now, we're going to go up and down in our moods, right? Because that's just the way it is. No one can be in a perfect bubble all the time. Allow yourself to fall down into the situation that needs to be. Like an ocean, like a wave. Let it bottom out and accept and acknowledge, I don't feel well, or I have a headache, or, you know, I'm tired, or I feel pulled and drained. Acknowledge that. Wrap yourself around it and give yourself love for that. And tell yourself that it's okay to feel those feelings. Let yourself know that it's okay to feel anxious or angry or nervous, because those are all feelings that are humanistic. But remember, when you go out there into the world, you go out there into yourself, those things are not what matters. What matters is projecting the love, peace, and harmony, and contentment within yourself. If you're content in yourself, you're self-aware, self-actualized, and peaceful, by your spirit feeling like it's content with your creator, your higher source, your higher power, which I choose to call God. If I'm content with that, and I know that no matter what, that God loves me, and if God can love me and He created me, then I'm something special. Because I'm here for a reason. You're here for a reason. We're all here for a reason. A lot of people go through life never knowing their niche, never knowing what it is. They feel incomplete, or they sometimes work for us for a while, and then we have to change our niche. You know? We might get bored with it. Do you know that I've been here for a while at this house? I haven't even hooked up my television. I looked at my television maybe 12 times in the past 10 months when I was at that apartment while this house was being fixed, because I want to feed my mind with mindful things, and I want to feed my mind with things that soothe me. Now, I'm not saying TV's bad, because I love TV, but it was becoming a habit with me. Just like being on the internet was becoming a habit with me. Just like my work was becoming a habit with me. And I stopped so simply because it became a habit, like riding a bike or going to the bathroom, into the bathroom. Second nature, to where I wasn't getting the nutrient that I needed from these things. So I stopped them. When I find that I'm taking things for granted, or when I find that I'm doing things without thinking about what I'm doing, and it's just like on the remote or on a, like a, automatic pilot, then is that something that is necessary for me? Yes, it is at times because I need to relax and just allow those things have learned, been learned, and I know them. But what I'm getting at is when the pleasure is taken out of a situation and you almost feel numb because it's just become that routine. That's when it's time to look at something, go, hey, wait a minute. Step back. It's just like that movie, The Dead Poets Society, where he had everybody stand on the desk so that they could get a different perspective. Maybe that's what we need to do, is get a different perspective on our life. If something's become routine and ho-drum, maybe I need to get things done in a backwards order. You know, like a sociology, the norm. In sociology, there's the norm, which is what everybody's doing, is what you do. You know, maybe break a norm. Maybe eat with my hands, or maybe, you know, put my shirt on or something weird. And then, you know, maybe I'll have to go out of the house, but just feel how to break that norm feels. And another thing, yesterday I pulled the blinds in my house and I locked the door after I thought a certain thought. You know why? Because it wasn't healthy for me to be thinking that thought. And I had to look at that. And I thought, if I'm pulling the blinds and I'm not wanting to go outside, you know, even before it was dark, and I wanted to just, what was that thought that triggered? What made me look at that? Was it shame, or was it guilt, or was it fear? And I had to say, you know, it just doesn't matter because I'm inside myself. But what I had to work on was something that triggered some words that I had said to my mother in one of her turmoils that she was triggering to me. And it made me pull the blinds and the shades and everything. Because I was almost ashamed of the way I had behaved and acted. You know? And that's just like, that's when I went into my meditation and I said, I've got to really think of this. And I got to really empty my thoughts and let God talk to me and let me hear. And no matter what I learned, my parents gave life to me, and I'm to respect my parents to the nth degree and respect my elders, because if I respect my elders and I give out respect, a lot of times I don't get it back because I'm easy and I'm calm, I'm giving and I'm caring and I'm loving. But what triggers me is when someone raises their voice at me and says the word no or don't. Now, why is that? How does that person know what I'm thinking and doing and what's best for me is what I came to the conclusion of? And how did I handle that? Did I feed it back, the fire that was getting bigger and bigger by putting, you know, fuel on the fire? Or did I just sit back? That's what I need to do. Just don't answer. It's just like with Satan or with the negativity in the world. If I give it acknowledgement, and I mean the negative. If I say, be gone, get behind me, I rebuke, I loose, I bind you, there's no place for you here, then that's enough for that to be gone from me. Now, it might take me several times with the seeds of the what if. People that what if are giving doubt to God. People that, let's say, the doubts of yourself, the doubts within yourself, that's a seed of deception. What are the seeds of deception that you have in your life? Let's do a cleansing and a cleaning out the closet like a spring cleaning with yourself. Make a list. Get out a new journal. Start journaling. Start giving yourself some feelings of good. Look at the good of who you are. What are you good at? Could be your fingernails. Could be just the way you walk. It could be the way that you touch other people or plant life or animals or what's your compassion. Look at all the good things that you have in yourself. Focus on the good that you are in yourself and stop focusing. I say stop because I'm talking to myself as well as I'm talking to you active listeners here at BBS Radio that I've not wanted any calls for right now. Is that I'm nurturing myself into the goodness of my growth so that I can give it out and prosper my fruit to others. The healthy earth, healthy water, the healthy air, and the seed nourishment are what causes us to give out to other people. Betty Bella Kutcher, you're calling in on my phone instead of BBS Radio. So call 877-876-5227. And that way you can talk to me on the air. I'm getting a call on my phone. And that's why I'm telling Betty to do that. But anyway, what I'm getting back at is what is your source? What is your ceremony with yourself? What is the intention of your ceremony of yourself? Ceremony and celebrating. You know, what if everybody could go around and marry themselves instead of marrying another person, but marry themselves and get themselves away to themselves and have a ceremony? Because you have accepted yourself as who you are. You've loved yourself unconditionally. You will trust yourself implicitly through sickness and in health, through rich and poor, until death do you part. Somehow, give yourself a ceremony. No one has to be around, but you can invite people if you want. I did that, and I feel so much better with doing that because I'm more content within me. And I've accepted me with all the situations. The thing that I need to not accept, the negative self-talk and the negative doubt. That's the things that I will not accept. I will not accept putting myself down. I will not accept allowing other people, places, or things of their thoughts to come into my thoughts. Unless they're good and prosperous for me. Because look at yourself and think about it. Are you focusing in on that person and then their life and what they're doing and thinking, and you're thinking horrible things about them or negative things about them? I doubt it. So is that other person or those people thinking, you know, and judging you and giving you a second thought? What feeds your mind? What feeds your heart? What are your intentions with yourself? What's your fertilizer? And recycle yourself as well. give back out to the world what you have that you know is good and gracious. Even if it's have a good day, the words have a good day. And if you think a thought of someone that's a good, prosperous thought, for all means, tell them, speak it out, let them know. If it's something that you don't like, is there a reason to tell them, or will it benefit that person? What are the motives behind it? And you've got to know how much fertilizer to use, because you can burn up with the fertilizer. You can kill it, kill things as well. So always prosper plenty. And always, the only thing that's always is God. Nothing else in this world is always but God. So, with that given and with that said, there's 10 minutes left. I will open the phone lines now to 877-876-5227. If you'd like to give me a call, if you have someone that you want a prayer for, prayer request, or give out some positive input to the active listeners here on BBS Radio and to the world. Or if you just want to speak something out that's on your heart or mind, to give out, that to know that someone else is hearing you. I hear you, and I acknowledge you as what you say and feel and do. I just ask people to please stop putting the negative out in the world and putting their opinions out there. If you don't like something about somebody else, if you don't like something about something somebody's written or something somebody's posted or something somebody's done on the internet, keep it to yourself unless it's a constructive criticism that could benefit the other person. And people need to quit being so defensive. How are we defensive? What causes the defense to come? There's something that's triggering it. How do you talk to the other person that's in your life? Because how you speak to another person is what you think and feel of yourself. Because we are each other's mirrors, and we are each other's feelings with projecting out. If I negatively talk to my spouse, my parent, my child, my friend, or if I'm quick-tempered, or if I shout, or if I call a name, that's what I really think of myself. So I have to remember that. That's my past. I used to be like that. Childish behavior. The nana-nana-boo-boo. What you say is what you are. Which is true. But I have to like somebody first. To like somebody is the ultimate. Because then from there, unconditional love comes. And the love builds and grows. And with love, the joy, the peace, and the happiness, it just prospers so plenty, like the dandelion that spreads its little seeds when the wind blows. Because what lays in front of you? What's in front of you in your vision? What is behind you? Behind your back. Who's got your back? What's to the left of you? To help balance what's to the right of you. What's below you, your foundation. And what's above you that you look up at? And what's within you? The I am, I am. What are these seven winds? What are the seven winds? But the great I am, I am. And the great I am is the mystery. And we're our own mystery keepers. And we learn each and every moment, every single day, every second. And if I don't give out what I've been so freely given, that's what the change is. Because it changes another person's life. It changes me. What people give to me changes me. So So change doesn't change. We change the change. And with that cycle is a full circle. And if we have a full circle of life, then we have the wisdom, we have the knowledge, we have peace, we have the medicine, and we have smooth cycles in life. And with that, it's 9:55. It's time for me to get off the air because there's another show coming up. I want to give all people many prosperities and blessings, love and light and harmony, and love yourself, like yourself, be content with yourself, and remember, what you speak, what you think of yourself, will evolve into bringing back to you exactly what you asked for. Because if you not, the door's going to open. Ask and receive it. You seek it, you're going to find it. Matthew 7:7. With that, love, light, and blessings. And Seth, special love for you, for the new angel that's come into your life, your father. And with that, I'm off the air. 10:04.